As we have mentioned earlier, the most upsetting part of yesterday's announcement is to have no idea where you are. Basically, if the numbers aren't good enough to move levels or open doors, what numbers are going to do it? What are we chasing? Does anybody know? Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield, back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
By the way, one of the rumours, let me ask you that one first of all. Did you recommend to go to level four for Auckland yesterday?
No, we didn't recommend a level four for Auckland yesterday.
Do you think you'll ever recommend level four again?
Well, the reason, of course, we are so focused on getting a very high vaccination rate is so that we don't need to use alert level four in the future for not just Auckland, but around the country. And vaccination provides us with the opportunity to do that.
Indeed. High vaccination rate. What is that?
Well, I'm on the record, and I think various others are too. It needs to be in excess of 90% and as high as possible, because every percentage point above 90 just gives us more options.
See, can you understand the frustration, particularly of people in Auckland, less so in Northland and Waikato, but nevertheless, we're all in level three at the moment, the engine room of the country. And what we got yesterday, and I know this wasn't you delivering it specifically, but what we got yesterday was nothing. We just got a nothing's happening this week, see you next Monday. Can you understand the level of frustration?
Well, what I think people understand is that vaccination and a very high vaccination rate is essential to what happens next. And I thought that message was very clear, and people seem to be getting the message, because we are seeing vaccination rates continue to tick up at a really good rate. So that's
great. All right, let me come back to the vaccination rates. We didn't get a message yesterday. We got a message that said if we vaccinate more, things might happen. The things might happen is the critical bit that no one understands. What things might happen?
Well, of course, what we're aiming to do in Auckland, as I know we'll be wanting to support this, is keep stepping Auckland down out of the current restrictions. You know, we're in the stage one of this sort of alert level three dropping down.
Yeah.
And
when,
at the moment,
by,
we're staying with
but
that
that's
for
the point, Ashley.
Week.
When and by doing what?
By continuing to aggressively control the outbreak and chase after cases and test and isolate people, but also to keep getting those vaccination rates up. I think people get that, Mike.
Yeah, I think they get the very broad idea that if we vaccinate a lot, that's good. And if we have no cases, that's also good. But what people don't have is when their doors open, if their business survives, when the customers come back, what the number is, what the date is, where the target is. We have none of that. Why not?
Well, because it's still an active and evolving outbreak. But I think what is clear is, and people understand this again, we've got to maintain our effort here to control the virus, keep the numbers as low as possible in Auckland, and keep getting those vaccination rates up. And the number is in excess of 90%, and it's got to be right across the community.
OK. So let me give you the numbers of the last week, week 8 of this lockdown, as far as cases are concerned. 39, 29, 44, 34, 60, 35. What's too high about those numbers? What numbers do we need to see to be down a level, or to open some doors, or to do something?
Well, the numbers are important. However, what is the most important thing now, of course, and what's going to provide that sort of cover instead of the alert levels is the vaccination rate. So we're trying to keep those numbers as low as possible. We know the R value is a bit above 1 at the moment, between 1.2 and 1.3. That means, and people need to be aware of this, that means the case numbers will continue to grow slowly. So we need everyone to keep doing the alert level 3 things while we get that vaccination rate up.
Okay, so Auckland, for example, is currently at 87%. By the end of the week, it should be at, say, 90% if things keep going the way they are. Then what happens? Is next Monday different to this last Monday?
Well, that's 90% of first vaccinations, and then, of course, we want people to get that second one as quickly as possible, any time after 3 weeks, and then that really does help provide options.
So you're talking now 90% of a double jab, not 90% of a single jab, the way the Prime Minister originally talked of.
Well, a single jab provides some protection.
Yeah, I know that. But originally the Prime Minister said, look, we can look at levels if we get 90% of a single jab. Does that now change and become a double jab?
Well, actually, we've already dropped down from 4 to 3, and then the first stage of this further easing with vaccination rates in the 80% in Auckland, just the first vaccination rate. Clearly, it's important people get both vaccinations and get fully protected.
When you say
that is the level of protection we really need to open Auckland up again, and I think Aucklanders will get that.
How much resistance are you seeing? 42,226 vaccinations on Sunday. Of that, only 9,000 were first doses. That's pathetic.
Well, I wouldn't describe it like that. I mean, it's 9,000 more people have started their
It's not what it should be.
Well, we're wanting to get more people vaccinated, that's for sure. We will see a big surge in those second vaccinations, now sort of 6 weeks after that big surge we had early in the outbreak. that's good because people being fully vaccinated really does provide that high level of protection. We want to see as many people as possible being vaccinated. So, yep, we're aiming to get those first vaccination numbers up higher every day.
I'm getting a lot of texts from actually people in the medical profession who got jabbed early. What's the plan for boosters? When are boosters rolled out for people who got jabbed in February, March or April?
Yeah, so we're actively onto that. Our advisory group is looking at the data. Pfizer have signalled, but they haven't yet made the application for a third booster dose. But we are planning for and will be ready to start providing those when the approval is there and when we get the advice on doing that.
Do you think, what's your gut say as you sit here this morning, a booster's needed?
Oh, almost certainly. Yep, boosters are needed and we're planning for that, both in terms of getting the vaccine and making sure the program can deliver that.
And there won't be any supply issues like there have been with this lot?
No, we're not planning on having supply issues. We've got a good supply of the vaccine right through now and, of course, ordering for next year as well.
So what should I be looking at for the next 7 days? Am I looking at the case numbers or am I looking at the vaccination numbers? Don't say both. What is it that's going to trigger this to get us a better deal than what we've currently got?
Well, I'm going to say both and also we're going to be looking at what people are doing around Auckland, and this is really important. We still need people to act as if they're in alert level 3 because that will help stop the spread of this virus.
Yeah, unfortunately they're not. You see, the problem, part of the problem is actually you're not in Auckland and no one who's running this is in Auckland. If you had been to Auckland in the last 8 weeks, what you would have seen is people aren't adhering to it. Now, you can say, tut, tut, it's not acceptable. It is what it is and that's essentially a problem, isn't it?
Well, I'm talking every day to our teams in Auckland, actually, and so we've got.
What are they telling you? Everything's fantastic, are they?
No, they're working incredibly hard to help control the outbreak, so it's not fantastic for them. Look, there are still the vast majority of people in Auckland are doing what needs to be done under Alert Level 3. Of course, after a couple of months in Alert Level 4 and 3, people are really keen to get out and about and meet up with others. And they were allowed to do that over the weekend.
Well, actually not. What they're keen on, actually, and this is where I think got missed yesterday, once again, it's not entirely your fault because the Prime Minister is running this, but what got missed yesterday in that hour-long press conference was the plight of business. It's not about meeting people. It's not about having a picnic. It's about opening a door and saving your business from failure.
Yep, I agree. And that's certainly one of the things that's absolutely front of mind for us in giving our advice. And that's why that has helped inform our advice about moving, first of all, Auckland down from 4 to 3 and then laying out these steps to help further free things up in Auckland. That's absolutely front of mind.
So the key message this morning is 90% double jabbed at least for everyone in this country.
Well, that's where we're heading for, and that's not a new story, and it's great to see the response we're getting. So Kiwis are really responding to that, and I think the vaccine mandates announced yesterday have been well received across the health and education.
And so when we get to 90% double jab for everyone, and I know it's not a new story, what literally at that point happens specifically?
Well, the important thing there is, and in fact, remember that outside of Auckland, Waikato and Northland, the rest of the country is at alert level 2. The important
but they go down when Auckland goes down. That's the whole point.
The important thing is once we get that high vaccination rate, we will be able to carry on with the sort of freedoms we've enjoyed for much of the last 20 months, but with the vaccination rate providing the sort of cover we need without having to go up into high alert level.
Appreciate your time as always. Ashley Bloomfield, Director General of Health. Do you give me some points for trying? Surely you give me some points for just a few points for trying.